Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Ken.
And we are going over...
Well, we got to redo it yesterday for anyone who kind of heard the show yesterday.
I hope not. I hope nobody heard
it. Hopefully nobody heard it because it was...
lackluster on somebody's part.
Yeah, I was not feeling my best, so we're redoing it today.
So we're going to go over the...
We'll go over the
week
scores.
Week 9 results of the All-Star Touch Football League. And we will start with the where was the result of the games? Okay. You do it.
All right. So Rock Bottom beat the Prospects 33-19. Patriots beat Colonial Diner 21-0. This is for you, Jim. This is for you. 20-14. GC Irish beat the Decepticons 27-12. You got to give GC Irish a round of applause because they're coming back.
Rock Bottom a round of applause.
And it wasn't Vin Brady either. It was their regular quarterback.
Yeah, Dalton.
Yeah, it was Dalton, not Vin Brady. So, all right. Then Camden crushed Steel City 41-12. This is for. And the Braves beat the Monstars 28-13.
Yes, sir.
For the Braves.
Yes, sir.
You have a shout out you had to give to.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Josh.
Give him a round of applause.
Last week, I didn't put him in when I was mentioning the offensive line with Etree and Mike. You know, I got to throw Josh in there. I meant to say his name. I said Sean's brother. I apologize for that. And,
his name is Josh. Number 9, his name is Josh.
It says Robinson on his jersey, but his name is Josh. Not Robinson.
Josh Eastwood.
Dun, dun, dun. And I got to do, I did it on the
Eric.
Last show.
You got you, yes. Eric.
Let's give him a round of applause. Give him Eric.
From
Eric
Mr. Eric.
From the Patriots. Center, didn't give him any sacks. I think this is the first time he played center all season. I believe the center got hurt on, like, I believe the first play or something like that.
He's little.
And he didn't give up any sacks. He did his thing.
All right,
this is
another round of applause.
George from Patriots gets well. Hopefully he can get back out on the field and get back to doing what he does.
Isn't there somebody else? If we remember, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, if I remember, I'll get back to it, but yeah.
But I'm shocked that Camden beat Steel City like that.
Me too.
I did not see that coming.
Me too.
The way Steel City has been dominating teams, I really thought they were going to win.
Well, kind of, you know, I thought it would be a closer game. They were both 8-0.
Yeah.
This was the game of the week.
Yeah.
And
but Steel City... I mean, yeah, they haven't played any elite teams until just now. They were playing A teams, but the A teams they played, they were like crushing them. It wasn't close games. Steel City was like
for the most part, yeah,
putting
yeah.
at least 20 points on the teams.
Like, but to just get mollywopped, oh my god!
Give another round of applause to Camden because I think I underestimated them.
I think you need to. 41 points against Steel City.
I never said Egan wasn't good. All right, I apologize to Egan. He's good. He's a good quarterback.
All right.
Round of applause for Egan. He did the same
this
team. That just showed me that you are an elite quarterback.
He's been an elite quarterback.
I know, but...
I don't know why you didn't think so, but anyway.
I affiliate Egan with committee, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it.
Committee had a rough road.
I get it. Yeah, they had a rough. They have a rough patch, but you know, it is what it is. They had people attendance issues. That was their issue, but
they didn't have commitment.
You know what? Yeah. Shout out to Val, yo. Give Val. Let's give Val
Emilio
applause.
Emilio Valdez.
Let's give him a round of applause. Because I like Val.
Just for being Val.
I like Val. Because for being on camera, he's the one that told me what happened in that game.
He's
so,
the representative for Camden.
He's representing Camden. You know, so that's what's up. But, I mean.
I had it wrong.
Who does Steel City play this week coming up? Prospects, right?
Yeah. And then Camden plays Rock Bottom.
I mean, Steel City really has to bounce back from this. I know this is eating them alive. This is getting embarrassed.
This kind of like shows you where
there's a huge gap between the two teams.
This kind of,
and I know it's just a regular season game, but
Steel City was in our offensive and defensive rankings all season. Steel City
number
has been number one all season.
On offense and defense.
But that was against 18.
But
it's different.
I mean,
like,
listen, Camden was what, 3 or 2 or 3?
Right.
And that was against 18.
Right.
Rock Bottom was what?
Two.
One or two? And that was all against 18.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying, Steel City was putting up so many more points that they were in first place.
The whole season. But we all played the same schedule. We all played the same schedule. Now they're playing each other. So we will see.
I feel like that really shows like how their strengths and their weaknesses when they play their elite teams.
Yeah. I mean, it deciphers who's the best. That's how you find the champions, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's how the champions. You know, and they keep going back and forth. Like, Camden will win it a year. Steel City will win it a year. Rock Bottom will win it a year. They go back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, Camden won last season.
Camden is the reigning champ. So.
But the season before that, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Steel City.
Was it?
So, we'll see, you know, we'll see.
But definitely after this game, Steel City against Camden, they need to make some kind of adjustment.
They got
to
do something.
They need to adjust.
They cannot go out there and lose to the prospects.
They need to adjust their offense and defense because their defense can't afford to give up that many points.
I'm sure Steel City will make the proper adjustments.
Their game plan didn't work.
To go against the prospects and, you know, bounce back. Sometimes this happens to everybody, you know. Sometimes the game just gets away from you. Before you know it, you're down fucking 41-12, and you're like, "How did this happen?"
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put salt in the wound, but from what I was told, that they scored those 12 points. They scored those 12 points. Why the Camden second string was on the field.
That's what I heard. They took the starting lineup off. It was definitely a mercy rule.
They called off the Wolves instead of putting up 50 points.
Instead of them calling it, they did like
called off the Wolves on
their second string.
City put the second string in,
mm-hmm.
and they got a couple touchdowns off. Oh my God, let's applaud them once more! Like, wow.
And they had their backup.
You know, for a little dignity, but
feel a little better about not getting
shocked.
Shut out like
Other
that.
Other than that, I'm shocked. All right, now what other shocks do we have?
Price Electric had a bye, so they didn't play this week.
You know what else?
I'm shocked at GC Irish.
GC Irish beating the Decepticons is a part of
the game. I'm glad GC Irish is coming back. They were on a losing streak there for a while, and now they're coming back. Vin Brady helped get them out of that hole last week. Now they had Dalton back, and they won. So, yeah, they definitely deserve a round of applause.
Yeah. You know, it is good to see GC Irish off the mat. You know, like, I kind of feel like they're kind of like what we did. Like, we had a couple – there's a towel right over there. Like, we had a couple – we were 1-2, and then, you know, we ripped off – 5 out of 6 and 4 in a row. And, you know, I'm proud of that. I'm not sitting here not being arrogant. It's not being cocky.
Especially since it was basically like you kind
of
threw together a team a week before the season started and you weren't sure whether you're going to be good or not good. So,
I was trying to get a team together.
You started out 1-2. You made adjustments on offense and defense and,
We finally got it together. The thing is, with us, we're getting better. But we're not talking about us. We're talking about GC Irish right now. GC Irish is it feels like they're doing the same thing.
Right.
It feels like they're getting
better. They're figuring it out.
And they're getting better.
Yeah.
They are definitely a dangerous team to anybody in the playoffs. And
they always are.
you know.
Always. Like, they, you can't sleep on GCRs when it comes to the playoffs.
Absolutely. But if they figure it out, they're going to be really, really good. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. So,
any other shockers?
Another,
I wouldn't say shocker. I don't know.
Rock Bottom, that's not a shocker to me because I had Rock Bottom.
Pages, it's not a shocker. Patriots, I said Colonial by her last week, but I just
Colonial.
Being a smart ass.
Yeah.
I really didn't think Colonial was going to win.
I'm glad the Patriots got up off the mat.
Yeah.
The hybrids in Panthers.
We both think the hybrids, but I don't know what's
I
going
said
on.
The hybrids because I don't know what is going on with the Panthers.
The Panthers had such big wins in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And they've had seven losses in a row.
Was it seven? Six or seven in
week
a row.
Week three was their last win.
What? Week three was their last win?
So six losses in a row. That's got to be a tough swallow.
Six in a row. And it's not like they've been close games. Or, what are they saying? Too bad of a game.
The Panthers.
But the hybrids, they should have beat the hybrids.
They score
honestly
at least two touchdowns a game. That's what they've been
they
averaging.
They should have beat the hybrids.
But the Panthers, like, I don't know what's going on. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe they are what I didn't think they were. Like, I'm going to say that. Like,
They started out the season so good.
Like, the hybrids are not what I thought they were either.
Right.
You know?
But like, you're expecting the hybrids from 2 years ago, and it's not the same team.
No, they're not. And neither are the Panthers. So, let's recap. Braves and Monstars. You know what? I'm going to applaud the Monstars. They put up a fucking valiant effort.
They tried.
They played hard. They had a pretty good first half.
They
you
even
know.
Tried bringing in different players.
They had a good first half. They played their hearts out, and they were still losing at halftime. You know, by only by one, you know
what
I mean?
But they didn't get
it
crushed,
It was 13-14 at halftime. Like I said, they fought their hearts out, and, you know, we just closed them down in the second half, you know. Shut them down in the second half, picked off Scott four times. Let's applaud that secondary.
Sacked them a couple times.
Where's that applause? Right. You mean my applause?
Sacked them a couple times.
Let's applaud the rushers. We sacked them quite a few times. Shout out to Lenny. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lenny balled out.
But
Lenny sacked them so hard, I think Scott's teeth are still on the field.
Knopp got a sack too. Let's applaud.
And this Braves team was there, but wasn't there, is that your guys have heart, they're committed, and they show up every week to play.
Yeah.
And and your past teams, like, some people were there committed, some people weren't. But this is their – everyone is for the team, and everyone has heart and dedication, and they show up every week.
Yes,
so.
Sir. That is true. I got to applaud – where's the applaud at? I'm going to applaud two picks. Their dog. Let's applaud their dog. Yes, sir. Good job, Dirt. And we got Dimitri. He showed up finally this week. And he got two picks. Let's applaud Dimitri. Wait, who scored the touchdowns?
Oh, it's for Maurice.
Maurice had two touchdowns. Let's applaud Maurice. And Knopp had two touchdowns. Let's call Knopp again. You know what? I'm going to applaud somebody on the opposing team.
Who's that?
I'm going to applaud Little Crawford. Little Crawford, I don't know his name.
Everybody knows for the most part.
Little Crawford's
brother.
He was in the secondary. He had two picks. Let's applaud him. He fought hard, man. He fought hard. That was a good game, bro. Like, he was out there balling. So, and it was a couple other cats out there was balling. I don't know their names, but you know, they were balling. They were balling. They balled out in the first half.
They tried, yeah.
And then, you know what? They came up. They just came up a little short. I mean,
yeah, it was
nothing,
not like you guys
nothing,
dominated
yeah,
all.
We didn't dominate.
I mean,
not at all. Not at all.
Valiant effort. They tried.
It's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to dominate them again. So you
they
know.
Fought hard and they tried. And
they got out.
They
rocked
in the
out.
Game.
And you know, that's all I can say. You know, they played hard and that's all I expected. And now I got to shout out John. John.
John,
you know,
from the Monster.
For showing up, having his guys, John from and Monster Mike. Monster Mike. Mike and John. For the applause for these guys.
We don't want to cap their head up too much.
Nah, I don't. And I don't want to fucking talk too much shit. Because you might see them again and they might end up, I mean,
you
like, oh, he heard what he said. He heard what he said about us. Yeah, I want no bull.
Especially when it comes to playoffs. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. So I know that firsthand from last season. So, and so does Scott. He knows that, right? Remember Scott?
I don't know if he listens to this show, but
nah,
if you
I don't
do,
think he does, but you know, he knows
I'm
what I'm
sure
talking
somebody
about.
Will tell you.
All right, let's go over
do offense or defense.
Let's start with the offensive rankings.
All right, so we'll do the week 9 offensive rankings.
All right, go ahead. You all shoot.
Right, so number 1 is Camden. With
let's applaud him. Let's applaud him. Camden jumped in the first place. Number 1.
They were in third place last week. And
they put up a fucking bruiser.
With all them points they scored this week.
And I guess who they put it up against. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Good shit, Camden. Good shit.
Then we got Steel City dropped down to second place for the first time in
all season.
All season.
Oh, they've been in first place all season until now.
Yep. Camden knocked
with
them down.
2 weeks to go. Shit.
Camden knocked them down to second place with 287. Mm-hmm. That's still good. We'll still get
hell
Steel
yeah.
City around with us. In third place. Rock Bottom's in third place with 274. We'll
Bottom.
Give them a round of applause too.
That's good. Let me go I still don't know how the hell the Panthers are up there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Then the Braves are in fourth place with 218.
When it comes to session, Hulk Hogan's talking well when I fucking heard when I heard that. 218 for the Braves. Yes, sir.
And
let's
then
go.
Still, I mean, the Panthers are number 5 with 215.
I don't know how. They've quite a few teams.
Yeah, they put up so many points in the beginning of the season that held them in the offensive ranking.
In a high spot. Right.
They're just now starting to drop in the offensive ranking.
Yeah,
so last week,
they were
in fourth.
Like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, they were number 2.
Yeah, last week, they were in fourth. 3 weeks ago, they were in second place. So they're slowly dropping their way down, but they're still in the top 5.
All right.
We got the prospects.
No more applause.
Prospects in sixth place with 192. The hybrids in seventh with 166. Price Electric in 8th place with 162. The Patriots in 9th with 159. The Monstars in 10 with 137. Decepticons in 11 with 118. GC Irish in 12th place with 93 points. And then Colonial Diner in last place with 87.
Damn, that is so crazy.
Only scoring 87 points in 9 games.
That's like, oof.
That's...
They ain't going to get it done, man.
Well, they had a couple games where they didn't score anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hope they get it better. I hope they get it together. But, you know, just keep working on it.
They started out the season.
Keep the team together. Keep working on it. Keep adding pieces.
That's all you can do.
But you just can't keep bringing back the same old guys.
You got to make adjustments.
You
got to
make
like,
adjustments. You got to get some new
get
guys.
Get rid of.
Some new guys in the league.
Get rid of some old.
Get rid of. Guys that aren't showing up and won't be committed. You want committed guys, but you guys knew that. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you how to build a team. You guys are the ones that told me how to build a team. So, you know what? I just wish them the best of luck. So, let's go on to the defense.
All right, you can start the defense.
All right. Well, we'll applaud the top five. Only the top five are going to get applauded. So don't feel no shade if you don't get an applause at number six. So let's start with number one, Rock Bottom with 110. Giving up one again. Number one on defense.
This week. Going into this week, yeah. Because it changes weekly.
It does, but like I said, Steel City was number one for the whole season on both offense and defense. So, until they took that shellacking. But anyway, Camden is number two with 121. Camden, keep up the good work. Kim, sorry, Egan, she doubted you. And
never happened again.
And I wish you guys the best of luck.
I lost a bet on that one. It'll never happen again.
Yeah. And she wishes you guys the best of luck for the rest of the season. All right, Steel City.
I'm not voting for Steel City anymore.
Stop. They lost me one game. They lost one game.
No, they've lost me multiple.
One game.
I've lost the power rankings picking them. Every time we did the power rankings, I picked
fantasy.
Them.
Fantasy.
I'm
talking about the fantasy, not the power rankings.
Fantasy. I picked Steel City's defense or them in fantasy the three times we did it.
Yeah. They played the Monstars and they gave up way too many points than they should have. And then, whatever. Okay. You'll learn how to be fantasy. You'll learn how to play fantasy one day.
This is my first time ever playing, so. Never played before.
And then you're going to play All-Star Touch Football fantasy shit.
I was just testing the water.
Hey. You're getting better. You're getting better.
I'm getting up there.
Keep trying, Steel City's number three.
Steel City got knocked in third place. They were in first last week.
128.
They were in first last week. They are now in third place on defense.
But they still get a round of applause in the top five. That's all that means. You guys bounce back from that destruction
against the Prospects this week.
And you guys got a good matchup where you guys, I think they match up against the Prospects well. We'll see. Good luck. And we'll see. We'll go from there. The Prospects are fourth.
134. Right on their heel.
Yeah, we're right behind them.
The Braves in fifth.
Coming for that number three spot.
Number three?
Yeah, we are. Coming for that. I don't give a fuck. Once we finish the top five, I'm good.
Yeah, you guys have been in there. Top five.
So we are.
Number five.
Number five, with 145.
Round of applause for the Braves.
And then you got, no more applause. Then we got Price Electric with in sixth place with 152. GC Irish in seventh with 174. Eighth place belongs to the Patriots with 179. Ninth place belongs to the Monstars / Ravengers with 206. The Decepticons / Sloth are in 10th place with 214. I'm sorry. 214. 11th place belongs to Colonial Diner with 230. The Hybrids can say that they own number 12.
Can say that they own.
With 237. And the Panthers are in 13th place with a lonely 248.
248. They gave up 248 points in 9 games, right? So that's an average of 27.5 points a game they've given up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
To get up to 248, that they average about.
Did you just do some arithmetic?
Yeah, I just divided it. So I'll just see how many points they gave up a game for it to be that high. That's an average of 27.5 points they gave up a game for it to be that high.
All right, well, do us.
That's a lot of points.
What's our game per? What's our game per average? What's the Braves game per average?
16.
We're giving up 16 points a game?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yes.
That sounds about right. Do Rock Bottom.
12. So they're giving up about 12 points a game.
You know what? We should do our game point average. Let's do it right now. So Rock Bottom is 12.
Right.
They're average.
So they give up about 12 points a game.
They give about 12 points a game.
Camden gives up about 13.4. So like 13.5.
13.5 points a game.
Steel City gives up 14.5.
14.5. The prospects give up
14.8. So almost
15
points.
What is it?
We'll round you up to 15.
That's about 15 points a game. And you said we were what?
16.
16. What's Price Electric?
Price gives up almost 17 points a game.
17 points a game. GC Irish?
19 points a game.
19? Not bad. What's the Patriots?
20 points a game.
20 points a game.
Because they're right on GC Irish's heel.
Still not. Still not bad.
All right. Then we got into the Monstars, who are giving up 23 points a game.
23 points a game for the Monstars. That sounds about right.
The Decepticons, who are giving up 24 points a game.
Colonial Diner?
Who's giving up 25.5 points a game.
Okay. That sounds about right. The Hybrids?
26 points a game. And then you got the Panthers, who are giving up 27.5 points a game.
27.5 points a game. That's giving up points.
Yeah.
So
you're giving, yeah.
Wow. Wow. All right. It all makes sense. It all makes sense.
So you see the top five teams are giving up about 2 touchdowns a game.
About 2 touchdowns.
Give or take.
That's not including extra points.
Right.
So those are give or take. So the top five teams are basically giving up 2 touchdowns a game, give or take extra points.
Right. In 9 weeks, they've only given up, 2 touchdowns a game. That's pretty good.
I'm trying to think who scored the most points on us.
Camden.
Yeah, Camden scored the most points on us. They did.
Because they were the only one that scored 40-something.
Like crazy number.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but it was closer than that, like I said. But anyway, whatever. That's when the game got away from us. Let's do that again. Let's do the offensive rankings. What average score per game? Let's start from the bottom. Let's do Colonial.
So Colonial's only scoring 9 points a game. Ten points a game.
What was that?
So it's 9.6. So we'll round it up to 10.
It's more like 9 points a game.
Think so?
Yeah.
Anything
because
over 10.
We played 9 games. We got 87 points.
So it's 1 touchdown a game. Basically.
It's 1 touchdown a game. If that.
Yeah.
If that.
GC Irish is scoring 10 points a game.
Okay, that's about a touchdown and some change.
Yeah. Decepticons are scoring 13 points, so about a touchdown and missing their extra point.
Nah, that's about 2 touchdowns. Let's give them 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns.
They're about 2 touchdowns a game. They're 2 touchdowns a game and missing their extra point.
Yeah.
And getting one.
The Monstars are scoring about 15 points a game.
Okay. That's about right. And missing extra points.
Right.
Or getting extra points.
Yeah, same thing. The Patriots are scoring 17.6. So round it up to 18.
They're almost 3 touchdowns.
3
a game.
Touchdowns, missing their extra points.
Yeah, they're almost 3 touchdowns a game. They're almost about 3 touchdowns a game.
Price Electric is scoring 18 points a game. So that's 3
touchdowns. Price
Electric
is about 3 touchdowns and.
Hybrids.
Flat out 3 touchdowns
That's
a game.
Exactly, 18 points. Yeah.
The Hybrids are...
18 points. So they're scoring about 3 touchdowns
a game,
too.
They're about 3 touchdowns a game as well. That's crazy. They're just defenses giving up way too many points. The prospects are...
Giving up 3 touchdowns.
Scoring
3 touchdowns.
They're scoring about 3 touchdowns and all extra points. And all their extra points.
Yeah, 21 points. Yeah.
Yeah, about 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And getting all their extra points.
Yeah, 21
points.
So we'll
say that.
Panthers are scoring 23.8, so we'll round it up to 24.
So that's almost fucking 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's almost 4 touchdowns and not getting extra points, but getting extra points sometimes. So that's crazy. I never thought they're averaging about 4 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, the Braves are averaging about 24 points a game, which is about 4 touchdowns a game.
About 4 touchdowns a game. Okay. I can live with that.
Rock Bottom is 30 points a game.
Damn. That's fucking...
So there it's 5 touchdowns.
That's...
5 touchdowns and extra points.
That's 4...
And 2-point conversions and shit.
That's about four touchdowns. That's actually legitimately four touchdowns and
two extra points.
All their extra points.
Yeah.
And all their extra points.
Steel
City is
32 points.
Oh, that's all extra points and a couple 2-point conversions.
Yeah. Same thing. Camden is 33 points.
That's about four touchdowns and all extra points.
Yeah. Almost
five actually,
points.
A couple 2-point conversions.
2-point conversions, yeah.
Yeah.
So 2 or 3-point conversions.
Basically, the top, four or five are all four touchdowns about.
Right. And
this
then
23, we were 24.
Then it goes to
And then it's just all about extra points.
Right.
Getting your extra points.
Right, which is makes sense because you guys have missed your extra points a couple games.
Yeah. So,
and
the extra point means so much, you know?
Yeah, it adds up.
Yeah. It adds up.
It makes a difference between a win or a loss at the end.
It definitely does. But so those are our offensive rankings and breakdowns of that part.
As of week 9 right now.
So let's go on to.
It got cut off last week. We did do our fantasy picks. Of course, I lost again, but we'll go over them.
Yeah. Tell them what I had. Tell them why you're mad. Tell them why you're mad.
I had Sean from the Braves, who scored 28 points. Matt from Steel City, who scored 12 points. And then Tyree, who scored 33 points. And I had the Braves defense. Who gave up 13 points. So he subtracted 13 points and gave me a total of 60 points. Then Jeff here had Sean from the Braves, who scored 28 points. Jim from the Patriots, who scored 21 points. And then Bam/Egan, who scored 41 points. He had GCRS's defense, who gave up 12. So he came up with a total of 69 points. So he beat me by 9 points.
Applaud me.
We'll give him a round of
applause. Applaud me. That's 3 in a row.
I'm a newbie to fantasy, okay? I'm glad I did it because a couple weeks ago, I was like, let me put one in on your DraftKings. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. And I'm glad I didn't because I would have lost you money. Me and scratch offs don't work. I guess me and fantasy don't work either.
All right. Let's
Now let's get to the power rankings.
We're going to do our power rankings for the week, and then we're going to end it. Actually plug it right now. Give up the number and shit. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So anybody who wants to call in, we're live recording Mondays around 9:30-ish. The number is 516-387-1879. Or you can listen live on blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM. 1224, or you can check us out usually the day after we record on YouTube at YUN9SLIM.
All right. So now I've never finished paying the bills. I heard him say that on regular radio. So I don't know what that means.
Whatever.
Now I've never finished paying the bills.
Now we'll go over
The power rankings as of week 9. Some people drop, some people stay the same, some people
moved up, some people moved down. Yeah.
Same. Let's go.
Of course, you have to move Camden up to number 1.
Camden is the undisputed number one seed.
This week.
No doubt. No doubt. Like, they thumped the number one
seed. They're the only one who's undefeated right now.
But they were the number 2 seed.
Yeah.
So Camden moves from number 2 to number 1. Steel City, I think they belong at number 2, Steel City. Until someone proves them differently, because they were – I'm not going to overreact. They just lost this game. It was a bad game. I'm not going to be like, oh, they belong at number 7. No. I think Steel City just drops down to one to
they're still
to number
8-2
seed.
And 1. Like, they only have one
still
loss.
8-1, still have the tie for the second best record in the league. They will handle their business with rock bottom eventually.
Yeah.
But until then, we don't know who's better. So I'm just going to go off of what I
think. What you feel.
And okay. I can't drop Steel City 2 spots.
You're right.
I can't drop Steel City 2 spots. I have to keep Steel City at number 2. And Rock Bottom was number 3. They're 8-1. I think Rock Bottom stays at number three. I don't think they did anything to move up, and I don't think they did anything to move down.
I can see that.
Now, the Braves. Now, this is where people, this is where the controversy
comes
in.
Some people disagree with,
Yeah, some people think the prospect should be at number four. I don't see that at
because
all. I don't see that
you
at
got
all.
The Braves at number four, but
I got the Braves at number four.
And the Price Electric at five and the prospect at six because the Braves and Price both beat the prospect.
Yes.
And you guys all have tie records. So you guys are all 6-3.
So, strength of schedule, we got the head-to-head against them.
Right.
There's no way they could be at four.
It's not even
not even close. There's no way in hell they could be at four.
If they were 7-2, maybe it'd be different, but you guys are all, you, Price, and the prospects, you're all 6-3, and you and Price beat them. So I think you and Price deserve to be ahead of them.
There's no way I could put them ahead of us or Price.
I agree.
So that's what four. So I got four Braves, Price five, prospects six, and that's stayed the same. All right. Now, last week I had the Patriots at
Decepticons.
I had the Decepticons at number seven. You see what happens when you give somebody a little shine, you know? They were at number seven and then lose a totally winnable game against UCI.
Yeah.
So the Decepticons / Sloth have to drop. I'll tell you where they drop after I tell you who took their spot. I'm moving the Patriots back to number seven.
They're 5-4 right now.
I know they only beat Colonial Diner.
But they're still, they're 5-4.
They're 5-4.
Yeah. And they've had a good season so far.
Even though they lost the head-to-head to the Decepticons are only 3-6.
Yeah.
So
and the Decepticons deserve to drop down.
They have. They have to. If they want to be up there with the
big boys.
The big boys, they had to win
that
game.
They had to play with the big boys.
They had to win. They had to beat the GCIs. But, all right, GCIs. Now, speaking of GCIs, so I got the Patriots at seven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they just beat the Decepticons head-to-head. So I have to drop. GCIs was at nine last time. GCIs was at nine last time, so I moved them up to seven. I mean, I'm sorry. Okay. I moved them up to eight. I moved GC Irish up to
From 9 to 8. They're 4-5
and
right now.
I dropped Decepticons down from 7-9. Decepticons, GC Irish are 4-5. Decepticons are 3-6. Patriots are 5-4. So 7, 8, and 9 are Patriots, GC Irish.
Decepticons. Yeah.
Now, the last four spots. I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
Last week, we had the Panthers at number 10, but they just lost head-to-head to the Hybrids. I had the Hybrids at 12 last week. So the Hybrids will move from 12 to 10. The Panthers will move from 10
to 11. Colonial Diner goes from 11 to 12.
And Colonial Diner goes from 11 to 12.
And Monstars stay in last
place. And Monstars stay at 13. So we got Hybrids at 10.
Well, we are from the beginning.
All right. So we got Camden, 1. Steel City, 2. Rock Bottom, 3. Braves, 4. Price Electric, 5. Prospects, 6. Patriots, 7. GC Irish, 8. Decepticons, 9. 10. Hybrids, 10. Panthers, 11. 12 is
Colonial
Diner. And 13 is the Monstars. And I think that's the only fair way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can actually see it. Actually being, when you lose, you have to go down.
Drop down.
You have to drop down.
Well, yeah.
Now, I'm not going to drop this just because, all right, say, let's say Colonial Diner beats.
Monstars.
Let's say Colonial Diner would beat.
They're playing the Panthers this week.
Let's say, all right, so, well, here we go. Just because we beat Rock Bottom, doesn't mean that we deserve to go over Rock Bottom.
Because Rock Bottom's 8-1, and you're 6-3. So
yeah,
they have a better record
but
than
still,
you do
like,
right
we
now.
We still got the head-to-head matchup against them, but we still that still doesn't mean that we should be ahead of them in the power rankings.
No.
But if they would have say they would have lost to the Prospects this week, that makes them – that would have dropped them. That would have made me have to drop them. I would have had to drop Rock Bottom.
The only way I would have dropped them is if you guys had 8 wins and – like, if your wins matched up to theirs. I don't see how you can put a team ahead of you that had 2 more wins than you.
How that can happen is that we beat them. And how that can happen is that they lost to a team that we destroyed. So, if they would have lost to the Prospects, I would have had to put
them... You would have put them in 6th place?
No. I would have just dropped them down. I'm
you
not saying where
in-
I would have dropped them. I just saying I would have dropped them down.
You would
well,
say
I thought they should
they
be
wouldn't have deserved to be in
happened.
The top 3 if they would have lost.
No, they wouldn't. That's how I feel. If they would have lost to the Prospects, they wouldn't. I don't think they could stay in the top 3. And it's hard for me not to make an argument for us or Price Electric to be up there
of course,
the Prospects.
Yeah.
So even though they have a better record, you know what I'm saying? If you lose, it's about how many games you lose in a row and who you lose to. So, you know, it's whatever. But I'm glad Rock Bottom won that game. And so I didn't have to go through that.
We'll see. Now, this week we got at 8:45, the Prospects play Steel City on field 1. The Braves play Price Electric on field 2. The Decepticons play Colonial Diner on field 3. At 10 a.m., we got GCRs plays the Hybrids on field 1. Camden plays Rock Bottom on field 2. The Monstars play the Panthers on field 3. So, it's it. 8:45 game of the week is definitely the Braves versus Price Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 a.m. game of the week is Camden versus Rock Bottom.
Okay.
All right. So who do you got in Prospects versus Steel City?
Steel City.
I got Steel City too.
Steel City. Nah.
I hope they figure out whatever they need to figure out and.
Yeah, they got big. Steel City has to win this game.
Bounce back from that win.
They have to bounce back from this game. That last game. That's a pretty bad loss, and I'm sure they're going to come out on fire and ready to win. So I'm not sitting here saying that the Prospects can't win the game. No, I'm not saying that.
They definitely can, yeah.
They definitely have the talent to win the game. But I think the circumstances call it all. I mean, even though the Prospects are coming off a devastating loss as well, not as bad as what Steel City came off of, but – it's going to be an interesting game. I can't call it game of the week because it ain't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think the Braves versus Press Electric is way more
interesting. Well, you guys are fighting for number one seed in your division.
This is for the number one seed, yes.
In your division, yeah.
This is number one seed. Now, if the Prospects beat Steel City and then somehow Steel City loses next week, they could be – putting it in the Prospects went out, they could be putting it like a 3-way tie for, you know, but that none of it matters. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
None of that matters because there's, you know, they got to play each other anyway.
Right.
So it's like whoever's the best out of them 4 teams. So it is what it is.
All right. Then, of course, we both got the Braves.
Absolutely.
All right. Decepticons and Colonial Diner. I don't know that I could pick Colonial Diner. I did it last week just as a joke. I picked Colonial Diner to beat the Patriots, but I didn't really think they were going to win. So I can't really say. I think the Decepticons is a better team than Colonial Diner, so I have to pick the Decepticons.
I have to pick the Sloth, a.k.a.
The Decepticons.
The Decepticons, I mean, I don't see it for Colonial.
Me neither.
They do play hard. I'm not gonna knock
them. They're missing something.
They're missing a star. They don't have a stud.
Offense and defense.
On offense.
And defense.
They got some good players. But they're missing that breakout guy that you can turn to when all else fails. You're like, oh,
that playmaker.
You're about to lose,
yeah.
Man. Do something. And then that guy does something. So that's what they don't have. That's what Colonial Diner doesn't have. They don't have that star, but they're a veteran team that are capable of winning any game. So especially with Randy punching steak, listening to the Rocky theme.
Is he playing this week?
I don't know.
He's playing against Jim. I think he wanted that win bad.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
All right, then we got 10 o'clock, GCRs versus the Hybrids. I'm going GCRs. They're on a roll. I want them to win. I hope they succeed, and I'm picking GCRs. I just think they're the best
team. I think GCRs has to win that game. No, I think the Hybrids can definitely match up against them.
I don't know. You've been going for the Hybrids all season. I just don't see it.
It depends on which quarterback plays better and which quarterback shows up.
For who? Hybrids?
If Tony shows up and plays a good game, they can win that game. But I would have to say GCRs is the favorite. But the Hybrids can definitely win. I wouldn't be shocked if the Hybrids won that game.
All right. And then Camden versus Rock Bottom. I have Camden. After that game they just played, I have to pick Camden.
I mean, it's hard not to pick Camden.
I have to go with Camden and Egan. What can I say?
I mean, it's hard not to pick Camden.
They're now my number one team to pick.
It doesn't matter who's quarterback, Bam or Egan.
With Egan.
I think I'm going to go with Rock Bottom. I think Rock Bottom wants to get that nasty, filthy taste of
the championship,
losing that championship game to them out of their mouths. They've been waiting for this. I think they're going to show up, ball out, and go from there.
So it's definitely going to be a good game.
I'm going Rock Bottom.
It's definitely going to be a good game.
Yeah, that's the second, the 10 a.m., game of the week. Rock Bottom versus Camden. Definitely.
There we go.
Championship rematch.
The Ravagers / Monstars versus the Panthers. I right now cannot pick the Panthers. Even though the Monstars have a worse record than the Panthers, I have to pick the Ravagers.
If the Monstars beat the Panthers, that means the Panthers are the 13th seed. Yes.
No, they'll be tied.
Yes, but they'll have the head-to-head, so they're ahead of them.
Yeah.
Or Colonial Diner. We'll see who got the matchup. But that's putting the Panthers almost have to win this game.
Yeah, because Panthers beat Colonial already. So it might be Colonial will be last
place. And the Monsters already beat Colonial. So Colonial will go to last place. Yeah, so Colonial would go to last place if that's the case. Because that's the only game the Monsters won. So.
And that was one of the two that the Panthers won. They beat Colonial and the Immortal King.
And the Monstars beat the Colonial Diamond.
Colonial, that's it.
That's it. So, wow. This got kind of some playoff seeding implications.
Yeah, it definitely does.
It really does.
Definitely does. Who you got?
Yeah. I don't think I can pick the Panthers anymore, man. But I think the Panthers should win this game.
They could win it.
They could win this game. But, you know what? I'm switching it. I'm picking the Panthers. They got to win this game.
I hope they do. I hope they show up and win.
I'm picking the Panthers.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what.
You're picking the Monstars?
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't know what happened to the Panthers.
Me either.
Yeah, I have to pick the Monstars. The Panthers.
I'm just trying to get out of the habit of a team that we just played. Monsters/Ravagers. I'm picking the Panthers. The Panthers have to get off this 6-game losing streak. And the Monsters have a 7-game losing streak? Damn. Somebody's got to win.
They're 1-8, so.
Yeah, they won one game, like week two.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, so they got like a 7-game losing streak.
And the other team got, the Panthers won.
Their last one was week three.
Week three. And their last win was week two, so. These are the battle of the losing streaks. Somebody has to win. So, we'll see. A loss, actually, this is kind of like a playoff game. So, if the Monstars beat the Panthers, that would make the Panthers the 12th seed. And it would automatically Colonial Diner somehow makes wins, which I doubt, but if somehow Colonial Diner wins, which I doubt, like I said, but if the Monstars and the Panthers, say the Monstars win, right? Say the Monstars win, or say the Panthers win. If the Monstars win, they're tied with the Panthers, and
right.
they would have the tiebreaker over them.
Right.
They would have the tiebreaker over.
Right. So
the Panthers.
Colonial would be last.
And Colonial Diner. So Colonial
but
Diner would be third.
The thing is, the Monstars.
Would be eighth and ninth seed.
The Monstars are in a different division.
No. It's all about. It's all about eight,
nine seed. He's not doing
so
division.
So I think it's going to be like 8 and 9 play have a playing game. So you're going to have a playing game.
Okay.
So if the Monstars win this game, the Monstars can, and the Colonial loses, the Monstars can jump from
to seven.
Last place
from the consolation game to automatically in the playoffs.
To play in the second seed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
To having a definite spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, so having a definite spot in the playoffs.
Instead of having to play for the playoff spot.
Actually having to play for a playoff spot. So, yeah. So this is a huge game. So
this could be a game of the week, too.
That could be a game of the week, even though it's
a lower-ranking game of the week.
It
matters to them, yeah.
So the number two seed could end up playing the Monstars if they end up making it to the seventh seed. So take out the four elite teams.
If they win, they'll go to seven.
And then we'll have the top number one will play eight, two will play seven. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. That's what I'm thinking. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But if they win, if the Monstars win,
they'll go to seventh place. And
they'll end up actually going to, they could actually be the seventh seed in the eight playoffs.
Then it would be cool.
Instead of being the eight or nine and having to fight for that spot.
Yeah.
That eighth spot.
Then it would be Colonial on the Panthers that have to fight for the playoff spot.
Yeah. So if the Panthers win, they basically are the seventh seed. And, the Monstars and Colonial will have to fight for that eighth spot.
Right.
So we'll see. This is basically a playoff game. So that's a game I would like to keep my eye on and I would like to watch. So
either way. So
yeah, it definitely could. It definitely could. Is something crawling on you?
No, it's chair cracking. So busting his chair. Busting his stitches.
Nah, it's a fucking old ass stool. So.
I know, but all we got.
So we'll see. So who'd you pick? The Monstars?
Yes.
All right.
I think they're gonna pull down and get their second W of the season.
The Monstars. Well, I hope you're right.
But I also hope the Panthers win too.
I've
picked them a bunch of times, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them. Until they show me something, I can't
somebody's
pick them.
Somebody's on a 7-game losing streak, and somebody's on a 6-game losing streak. So somebody has to win.
Somebody's gonna win.
Somebody has to make the playoffs, and let's just go out and hopefully they compete and somebody has a good game. Let's see who has a good game. But other than that, plug the show real quick one more time.
All right, and for anyone who wants to call in, we're usually live recording on Mondays. This was a setback, so we redid it today.
Because of Kim's lackadaisical effort, energy.
Yeah, my lack of enthusiasm in the show
had to be taken off the air.
Had to be removed and redone.
It wasn't acceptable.
So for anyone who wants to call in, on Mondays around 9:30-ish, you can call in 516-387-1879. Or if you just want to listen to us live, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SOIM1224. Or you can check us out the day after we record on YouTube at YUN9SOIM. And I guess that's it. And we'll see y'all on Sunday.
See you Sunday. Go Braves. Shout out to Josh.